Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Always Sunny in the studio, and Eldon Scott, the chief kindness officer with Sunny's Barbecue, comes strolling in his red shirt, white fringe, and cowboy hat. How you doing, bud?
Doing good, Meg. How are you doing?
I'm excited. It's July 3rd. It's the night before the night before.
America 250.
Exactly. Can you believe? There's a part of me that's in denial a little bit. It's finally here. We've been hearing about it for months.
Yep.
250 years, this blessed country.
It's pretty awesome.
It is very awesome, and lots of celebrations here locally and all over the country, and it's going to be a fun weekend. Happening today.
Going to be out with the Blue Wahoos for their family fun fest, so they'll be out there tonight.
You're going to have that, the Hunter Amford. Well, that's tomorrow night, and you've got that tonight.
We'll have the food truck out on the baseball field. That's always fun, getting out of the food truck on the baseball field. It is fun.
And I think this is a ticketed event. It is a ticketed event.
Okay. Yeah, they got a bunch of stuff for the families. They got water slides and party decks open, if you want the VIP experience, I believe, and there's all kinds of fun stuff.
I don't know the ticket price, but it'd be worth it just for the water slide in this heat.
There you go.
I'm there.
Yeah.
In a big way.
It was funny. I actually attended a Rotary Lunch, Downtown Rotary, this week. It was Wednesday, I believe. Yeah, Wednesday. And they had a group of, I'll think of the right word, but it is... dignitaries from other countries.
Was it the Gulf Coast Diplomacy Council, maybe?
You got it. Look at you. Can always count on Meg.
Favorite organization.
Yeah.
And they bring people in from all over the
world. All over the world. And they had a young man from India, and he spoke, and he talked about, it just made me appreciate a little bit more about America, because I think sometimes we take our democracy for granted. It's just here. It's been so long.
Freedom our whole life.
He started talking about the, I think their democracy was like 76, 78 years old,
mm-hmm.
and how intentional they are about doing certain things certain ways and trying to structure things. And it really made me just appreciate kind of how we just live, right?
Yeah.
It just is, right? And so, they're having to intentionally create this democracy. And they're here, exploring all the government and things that go on here. So it was really cool. It was a good perspective. So it was definitely an added bonus to my week.
I confess that I get on Facebook quite a bit, and I saw a really cool video, an article. It was all about the soccer team, United States soccer team,
uh-huh.
and the big tournament that they just won the big game this week.
Yeah, I think they made the final 16.
And it was out in San Francisco, right?
It was, yeah.
So I was looking. The stadium was just packed. I mean, I don't even know how many people were in there.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
And then they had people all over the country. They were showing shots of people in Kansas City and D.C. and all over that were having watch parties. Everybody wearing their red and white and blue. Everybody chanting USA. And it was just this one guy was saying that the folks from all countries from all over were saying how well they had been treated by the Americans, how they were falling in love with our country.
Yeah.
One guy was saying, I love Waffle House.
Hey, I love Waffle House too, whoever that was.
And it was just because some things are just so American and we don't think about how American it is.
Yeah.
But so many of our guests that came from and are still here visiting from all over the world, and they get to see the best of us because we are good with hospitality and welcoming folks.
Hey.
But I love,
especially here in the South, right?
I love the
That's
unity of everybody,
for.
Rooting for the USA. It's like the Olympics too.
I just
love it. And sometimes we forget. We get inundated with negative news, but I have to say, overall,
we're not so bad.
We got it pretty good around here. Yeah.
We're not so bad. So
and you know what makes it even better?
Sunny's Barbecue.
Yes, sir. You knew where I was going.
I knew where you were going. Thanks for the softball pitch,
there
Meg.
You go. So if you're in from out of town and you're listening this morning and you're trying to figure out what you're going to eat this weekend, trust me, I would not steer you wrong. Sunny's Barbecue is the best.
What's more American, right? What's more American?
Apple pie, barbecue, fireworks.
And, Sunny's Barbecue is a Florida original. And, Florida, whether you stick with the Pensacola is the first settlement and the first official city of the United States.
More than 200
Or even
years.
If you're in Jacksonville or St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that's the first settlement. I'm going to shout out my buddy Clay. He's the franchisee over in St. Augustine for Sunny's Barbecue. He's a good dude. He's a city councilman over there in St. Augustine. And he's one of my favorite people that work with Sunny's. He's really, really amazing. Him and his wife, great people. So
we're the first settlement.
Yeah. Pensacola.
Number one.
Pensacola number one.
There you go. Well, so let's talk about some of the locations because some folks might be coming in from out of town and they're looking for
It's a busy weekend for us. It's a lot of catering, a lot of pickup orders, people picking up ribs and brisket and pulled pork and all the sides, the mac and cheese, the potato salad, you know, all the sides and sidekicks, as we call them at Sonny's. But
desserts.
Busy weekend, yep. Banana pudding, cherry cobbler egg rolls.
Oh, the cherry cobbler egg rolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we're excited about the weekend. It is definitely a busy weekend for us. You know, today we're going to be at Wahoo Stadium doing the food truck. We'll be serving that. Tomorrow night we'll be downtown with the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, good. For
and
fireworks.
The Pensacola Young Professionals, right downtown across the street from the Berkeley House.
Nice.
We'll be set up down there so you can come get a nice pulled pork sandwich and some sides and
excellent.
Enjoy it while you're watching the fireworks. So, but then we do have four locations here in the News
okay,
Radio area.
Okay, and I guess the first we got a listener just texted in. Are you open on the 4th?
We are open on the 4th. Let's get that one out of the way and remember
what
to mention it several
so
times.
Close,
yeah, so we're open 10:45 every day, 7 days a week. We open at 10:45. So right about an hour from now, you can swing on through the drive-through and get you a slow smoke meal. And fill that belly right up. So, and then Sunday through Thursday, we're open until 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, we open until 10 p.m. We actually will be closing a little bit early on the 4th. We're going to be closing, I believe, at 8 p.m. So just make a note of that. We'll be closing a little early on the 4th. So some of our team members can sneak down and watch the fireworks and enjoy get a little family time. You
there
know?
You go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do have the four locations and the News Radio area. So we have the Pace, Florida location, which is on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. It's about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard. We have our 9th Avenue store, which is just south of Creighton Road, right there by the airport runway, tucked back behind the AutoZone. Nice little quaint location. Got a little front porch there if you want to sit out. It is a little warm, but we got fans. And sometimes, some of these days when the humidity is low, it's not too bad. So
right.
You can still,
it's just
especially
shade.
When you
There's
got a nice
shade.
Little sunny sweet tea to sip on. You know,
mm-hmm.
It works out pretty good.
That'll work. That'll work.
We have our Navy Boulevard location, which is on Navy Boulevard.
Clever.
Ha, ha, ha.
Very clever.
Ba-doom-tsh. Need some sound effects, Meg.
I know. I got to get this loaded
effects.
Up. Yeah, okay.
It's just about a mile and a half north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. If you're familiar with that Walmart is, it's right across the street from that Walmart there. We have our Shelley Road location, which is technically right off of Pine Forest. And just south of I-10 over there. So four locations. All locations do have a drive-thru. So you can always get Meg's favorite on Monday.
Yes, sir.
Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday at all
Best
of our locations. That's a great deal. And definitely make sure you download that app. So you want to get that app downloaded and take advantage of all those reward points. And
that's at sunnysbarbecue.com, right?
Get more free barbecue. Yeah, you can get to it for Sunny's. To Sunny's, get to it from or through or to. Or
to.
Via. sunnysbbq.com.
There
you can
go.
Get there. Yep. Now we're equally to your Google or Apple Play Store or Apple iPhone Store. How did I get those mixed up?
Well, there's the Google Play. Yeah,
Google Play, Apple iPhone
there
Store.
Go.
All right, I'll get them right.
And if you've got kids
you know
and family coming in this weekend, one of my other favorite things
Big
is
day.
On Saturdays.
Kids and grandkids eat free.
Take advantage of it this weekend.
That's a good one. So, you
and
know,
that'll be happening tomorrow. And they'll be open on the 4th.
It's going to be on the 4th is one of our busiest days of the year. If not, maybe the busiest day of the year for us. So it'll be a good time. Lots of families coming in, enjoying some good slow smoke barbecue. Like we like to say, slathered in Southern hospitality.
Yum.
So, yeah. We got that summer menu. That summer menu is delicious. So
talk about that, some of the things that are...
Yeah.
If you don't know, Sonny's does sort of seasonal additions, special additions throughout the seasons. And so you've got some really cool stuff for this summer.
Yeah. So we have what's probably, I think, one of the biggest hits of the summer menu is the cherry cola pork burn-ins.
Ooh.
And so they're basically, they're pork bites that are... made from the pork collar, so which is kind of the same thing that we do our sliced pork from. But we cube them up, add some of our cherry cola barbecue sauce that we're doing for the summer menu, and then recook them. And then it gets all nice caramelized and thick and tacky and gooey. Yeah, they're good.
Okay,
they're
getting
good.
Hungry already.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry, Meg.
No, he's not.
Sorry, not sorry. They are so good. We actually served them out at Favor House Roundup.
Oh, nice.
Did them like a little appetizer and walked around, served them and that everybody was really enjoyed them.
Big hit.
So if you hadn't had those, definitely check those out in the restaurant. Got a question?
No, I was going to say, if you just joined us, though, I want to let you know that we're talking to Eldon Scott. He's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. And if you've got a question about the menu, about barbecue, they are open all week long for the holiday. Just text it on in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and that stands for the expert panel. And I promise you, he is the expert on Sonny's Barbecue.
Well, let's see here.
So we've got we'll
talk about the summer menu. Mm-hmm. And so we got the sweet vinegar pork sandwich. So if you like that kind of vinegary, tangy, make your lips pucker just a little bit, vinegar sauce on pulled pork, they can definitely check that one out. I know Kevin's a vinegar pulled pork kind of guy. So here at the studios. So I still hadn't gotten him in there yet. We got to get him. I'm gonna have to twist his arm a little bit.
There you go.
Come on, Kevin. Let's go. the barbecue corn, street corn dip. So it's kind of like a corn salsa with some of our house-made barbecue chips. So we house fried some barbecue chips, and then we add some of our barbecue rub to them, served up with that barbecue street corn. It's a good one.
So, perfect for watching fireworks.
Backyard. It could be a really good one for you. You know, do a couple orders of that, and you have a big old pile of corn salsa and barbecue chips. That's not a bad idea, man.
Trust me.
You're hired.
I love Sonny's Barbecue now. I'm not making that up.
We got that slider trio that has kind of like a sampler. We got chopped brisket, pulled chicken, and pulled pork. So you can kind of get those with some pickled onions and pickles. And so if you like a little, can't make up your mind what sandwich you want, you can get that slider trio and kind of sample all of them.
Very nice.
We do have the brisket mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So the brisket's in the mac and cheese?
The brisket's in the mac and cheese.
Wow, that sounds really delicious.
With cornbread crumble, too.
Stop it.
So we take our cornbread and crumble it all up, and then we rebake it so it gets like crispy crispies, like little croutons, and then we sprinkle it over the top and then drizzle some barbecue sauce over the top of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's good stuff.
Catherine, one of our regular listeners. Good morning, Kathy. Catherine, happy 4th to you. She wants to know, what desserts do you have today, Eldon? I will be picking up a takeout this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
So what are all the desserts?
Well, I mean, we can do you some banana pudding. That's normally the one that's ready to go on the fly. We got some cookies. We could add you some cookies. Those cherry cobbler egg rolls, too.
So
if you want to add a couple of those on, a couple order of those, you could definitely add those cherry cobbler egg rolls onto the order.
So tell them Eldon sent you.
Tell them, hey, tell Sonny Eldon sent you.
Well, speaking of picking up and taking out, if you are thinking about doing a family barbecue, you do have family packages, right?
We do, yeah. You can come in and get a family feast.
There you go. Talk about that, because that may be something.
Yeah.
If you don't want to cook this weekend, this would be the way to go.
It's a great way to go. You know, family feast feeds 4 to 6 folks. And we say 4 to 6 liberally, right?
I don't know. I'm thinking there's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food. It's a whole chicken. It's a whole chicken. I'm sitting here trying to pull up on the menu. Whole chicken, pulled pork, chopped brisket, turkey. You're going to get 3 full, you know, sidekicks, your choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea.
It's a good thing.
It is a meal. And, they bring it out in the restaurant. So you can order it in the restaurant and bring it out in the restaurant. It's on a big old platter. Probably
nice.
I don't know. 2 foot across, it's a big old platter.
Okay, so that's fun. And you have rooms, if you do have a bunch of family coming in and you don't want to be out in the heat, you do have some rooms where people can have parties.
We do, we sure do. We have 2 banquet rooms. We have our 9th Avenue location has a banquet room that can host up to about 40 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just based on availability, no cost for the room. We'll look at the schedule and let you know if it's the time that you want to come, is available to use it. Typically for under 15 folks, we can do off menu, but over 15 folks, we typically like to set up a buffet, and we can just do anything you want, you know, whether you want ribs or chicken or pulled pork or as simple or as complex as you want. We can do everything from a simple meal to all the way up to everything.
Okay.
But we do everything if you want everything. I mean, we'll do it. We'll make it happen. That's what we're here for.
Air conditioning.
And then we have our Navy Boulevard store. We can host up to about 75 people there. So we get a little bit bigger banquet room there, and pretty much the same thing, right? So
I'm excited. This is the barbecue weekend, in my opinion.
It is. It might be the barbecue weekend.
Seriously.
If there is a barbecue weekend, I'm pretty sure 4th of July is the barbecue day, weekend, you know, for America.
Well, I'm excited you're going to be out and about, too.
Going to be out and about. Again, we said we're going to be out of the Wahoo Stadium tonight, and I think that kicks off at 6 o'clock. Water slides, I think they're home. Band and all kinds of games and just a good time. So if you're going to be out, definitely check that out. And then be downtown right on Main Street tomorrow night with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce and Pensacola Young Professionals. Shout out to Coca-Cola and Cumberland Farms. So
big sponsor.
Give them a shout out for being the presenting sponsor. So thanks to those guys for coming on board and helping make the fireworks show happen for the city of Pensacola.
And just a reminder, the fireworks will be at about 9:05, and you'll be able to listen to our simulcast on Cat Country 98.7. We'll be broadcasting live, and it's going to be exciting to watch the fireworks and the music together. There's nothing better.
It's pretty great.
It's really fun.
It's a good time, so... Let's see here. What else we got to talk about?
You've got your summer menu.
We talked about the cherry cobbler egg rolls.
If you just join us, they will be open tomorrow for the 4th.
We talked about the app a little bit. Let's talk about catering.
Okay, that sounds good.
Let's talk about catering. So we like to say we have three ways that we cater. A lot of pickup orders going out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a little bit of time. So if you need we typically ask that you do those pickup orders 24 hours in advance. So you can go on to sunnyscatering.com, place your order, and we'll have it ready for you tomorrow when you're ready to pick it up.
Perfect. I think that's the way to go. Personally.
I think it is, too.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason why I'm here to tell everybody. I think it's the way to go.
Fun for mom. Now, do we have a giveaway this morning?
We do have a giveaway. Oh, it slipped my mind.
And I
see the clock ticking.
Yes, sir.
We need to do that. Let's see.
What you got?
Well, got a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue. That would go great for your 4th of July celebration. I'd probably get a few pounds of pulled pork, mm-hmm. maybe some mac and cheese, you
mm-hmm.
know. I mean,
okay.
Get a good little meal for $50. So.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's do the 250th person to text in America. Let's go. Let's go, Megan.
Although we do come close some days. We've got a lot of folks signed up, and we might want to drop that down just a little
bit. Okay, all right, let's see here.
How about the 4th?
4th.
For the 4th?
For the 4th. 4th person to text in 250 is going to win that $50 gift certificate.
All right, when you text it in with your name, please, and
850-437-1620.
You got it, 850-437-1620, a Sonny's Barbecue $50
gift certificate.
Text in this morning the word 250. Number 250.
250. The 4th person to text that in is going to win.
All right. You got it. All right. I'm going to let you talk about
it. I was just going to try to be here for the next 30 minutes and just see how long it takes to get us to 250.
There you go. All right. Okay. 850-437-1620. There we go.
Well, and again, we do have those four locations here in the news radio area. We will be open on the 4th of July. So come and see us. Don't worry about it. We got a great team. We're staffed up. We got everybody on the schedule ready to serve you some slow smoke barbecue. We're all excited. It's going to be a fun day, so we hope to see you either at one of our locations or at, you know, the Wahoos or downtown, you know, this weekend. So we're excited about that. The catering. We talked about pickup catering. Whether you're, you know, just trying to get a quick and easy meal, a little lunch and learn, whatever it might be, you know, we can set up that pickup time for whatever's most convenient for you. We also do delivery, so if you need somebody to bring it out to you, help you set it up real quick and get it set up for your team, we can absolutely deliver it also. So we typically ask for about 48 hours on the delivery side of it. That way we can make sure we have a driver scheduled and all the schedules scheduled and worked out schedules.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, schedules are important, especially around here, right?
All right. Well, all right. We had 250 entries.
200. There we go.
But we were going for number 4 in honor of the 4th of July. So our 4th listener that texted in 250 was Timothy Ward. So congratulations, Timothy. You won.
Congratulations, Timothy. You've won a $50 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue for some slow smoke barbecue on whatever day of the week you decide to use that gift certificate.
Fantastic. So thanks to everybody that's listening this morning and all of you that texted in. Sorry, but we got another winner. Timothy, if you could send me your email, your date of birth, and an address, I will send you the info on how you can pick up that gift certificate.
We just missed the opportunity. We should have done it early in the show, the giveaway, and then really tried to get to the 250.
Oh, well, that's true. It could have happened.
That would have
no doubt about it.
Look, I see the lines lighting up.
The lines are lighting up, and they're still coming in. So we did get a winner, so congratulations to Timothy Ward. He is our winner of the $50 gift certificate. And by the way, we do this every Friday when Eldon is here.
Every Friday.
He's the chief kindness officer, and that's part of his job is to give away some barbecue.
Give it away now. Yeah. They call me the red hot chili pepper.
Well, that's because of what you wear.
Well, he's got his bright red sunny shirt on. Because the song, Meg. Give it away now.
I know.
I used to work with a salesman back in the day of Florida Pest Control when I was there, and he would you know, give a little discount, and he'd come in singing, give it away now.
That's
so great. That kind of always stuck with me. But
that's great.
It's a good time.
That's great.
All right, and we'll talk about the last way we do catering. So we do full setup and serve catering. So everything from setup to cleanup, we'll take care of everything. We had an awesome opportunity to go and cater the Favor House Roundup last Friday. I reached out. How was that? Yeah, it was a great time. It was fun.
Great cause.
So that is actually the second anniversary of me wearing the cowboy hat. So that was the first event that I actually wore the Sonny's cowboy hat at. And so it was the second anniversary of that. And so got to, and we actually catered the whole thing this time. So it was a good time. The team did a great job. And, you know, so we'll do catering. Everything set up to clean up, come in, you know, figure out what time you need, is help, you know, match the decor of your event. They had some great farmhouse tables inside of there. They do a great job every year decorating the equestrian center. So they turn it into a big old roundup. Tracy and Jennifer and so all the people, so many folks involved in that organization and doing good work. So it was a really fun event. So if you need some catering, you got a big event or something like that, definitely think of Sonny's Barbecue. We'll bring the whole team out. Serve you up some good slow smoke barbecue, all the sides, banana pudding.
Yeah.
Had some delicious cupcakes from Kraft Bakery. Jordan, they provided some.
Nice.
I was like Reese's peanut butter cupcakes and like pink lemonade cupcakes. I might have snuck a few, I'm just saying. You know.
Well, before we go, let's just remind everybody, if someone just joined us, we're talking with Eldon Scott. He's the chief kindness officer with Sonny's Barbecue. So give everybody their hours and when y'all are open this weekend in your locations in case someone is really interested in getting some barbecue for the holiday. And you're going to be wide open. So let's get those hours out.
We are wide open all weekend long. So definitely come see us on the 4th if you're looking for some slow smoke barbecue. We'd love to take care of you. Open at 10:45 every day, so about 45 minutes from now. Swing on through. We'd love to serve you up some delicious pulled pork or turkey or brisket, whatever it might be. Pitmasters do a great job of making sure all that stuff's ready for when you come through. We are going to be open until 10 p.m. tonight, and then tomorrow night we'll be open until 8 p.m. So 4th of July will be closing a little bit early. So come see us. All locations do have a drive-through. We do have those two banquet rooms, the four locations, Pace on the Highway 90, 9th Avenue, just south of Creighton Road, Navy Boulevard, just north of Pensacola NAS Main Gate, and then Shelley Road right off of Pine Forest, just south of I-10. So come see us. No excuse. We got a convenient Sonny's right near you. And if you happen to be in Mobile or for Wallen Beach, we got those locations over there that are sister restaurants as well. So find a Sonny's. Go to sonnysbbq.com. Find the Sonny's nearest you. If you need to get a catering order in, go ahead and get that in
for
tomorrow. Do it today so you can get that in. So go hop on the website, download that app so you get all those reward points. Don't miss out on free barbecue because what are you doing with your life if you're not getting a free barbecue? Come on, people.
On the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July. Y'all have a happy 4th. Thank you, Meg.
Thank you, Eldon. You're always the best. It's so much fun. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back with Bo Smart right after the news.
Stream us at News Radio 90.